There's a worship of God in Daniel chapter 4 at the end. You remember Daniel 4 is Nebuchadnezzar's humiliation, that he ate grass and acted like an animal. And then at the end of this time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High, and praised and honored Him who lives forever. This is His praise. Even from an apparent non-believer or someone who seems to waffle back and forth, this is what He says. For His dominion is an everlasting dominion, and His kingdom is from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He does according to His will in the army of heaven. And among the inhabitants of the earth, no one can restrain His hand or say to Him, "What have you done?" I guess sometimes we ask Him, "Why are you doing this?" or "What have you done?" Let us pray. Father, You are Almighty God. We are just stupid to think that we can question what You do and question how You love us, because You have sent Jesus to die for us, and we worship You. We are able to worship You because You have forgiven us and because You love us. Thank You for everything You give us, and give us the ability to sing, to praise You, to lift our hearts to You. Amen.